What's up, guys? CricketGuy124 here. And today I'm going to be giving my opinion on the latest cricket match between RCB and KKR. So without any delay, let's get into it. So I've been at school for all of today. So this is barely from the scorecard and what I saw from the last few overs. Because I watched the last few overs. So, Virat Kohli, 5 runs of 4 balls. Devdutt Padikkal, 22 of 20. Srikar Bharat, 16 of 19. Glenn Maxwell, 10 of 17. Avi de Villiers, a golden duck. Sachin Baby, 7 of 17. Wanindu Hasaranga, who looked promising, golden duck. Kyle Jameson, 4 of 12, Harshal Patel, 12 of 10, Mohammad Siraj, 8 of 10, and Chahal, 2 of 6, not up. So that's a scorecard, pretty grim looking, I do say so myself. The KKR scorecard, Shubman Gill got out 48, he just tried to slog it because net run rate. And Venkatesh Iyer, who played a really good innings with some really good shots, like the two reverses, I mean the switch hits, and then some good drives. He looks promising. 41 of 27. Andre Russell came into the crease because Gill got out, but he stayed at the non-striker's end, and by then the game was finished. Siraj bowled well with an economy of 6. Actually, no, first I'll do the KKR bowlers because they were the real reason KKR won this match. Varun Chakravarti with an absolutely excellent match, economy of 3.25. Prasidh Krishna with another good set of figures, 1 wicket with an economy of 6. Lockie Ferguson with 2 wickets and economy of 6. Sunil Narine with no wickets but good economy of 5. And Andre Russell, 3 wickets and economy of 3. So those are really good bowling figures. And just another example of how poorly RCB played, Virat Kohli, who is a class batsman, scored less runs than Siraj. Same with AB de Villiers, and these are really good batsmen, although Virat's not in his greatest form. 5 runs is still really cheap to get them out for, so I think KKR did well. And RCB, I mean, if you're defending 92 in a 20-over game, your thoughts as a bowling unit are not going to be that positive, and then you're not going to bowl well. So I'm not even going to read out for them. Yeah. So where does that place us in the points table? CSK are first. And then DC. And then RCB. And then MI. Then KKR. So KKR and MI are probably going to complete quite well. MI, KKR and RR are going to complete quite well for that fourth spot. My yesterday's prediction, I think, was Punjab Kings and RR competing for that, and MI competing for that fourth place. But now KKR have shown that they are a good team, so I'm going to go back on that opinion. What else? So CSK are almost guaranteed qualified. And MI are in a tough spot. They need to win every game or at least most games. KKR the same. RR need to win every game. Punjab Kings, I mean, they're pretty much knocked out of the competition now, I'd say. And SRH, well, if you have 1 win and 6 losses out of 7 matches, that says there's something wrong with your team, and they don't even have best of, so they're done. Literally. So yeah, those are the standings. And yeah, that's my podcast for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.